This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. In Libya, some of the fiercest fighting has occurred in the city of Misrata. It's in western Libya, about a 130-mile drive to the east of Tripoli. And Misrata is the only place in western Libya where rebels had retained control under intense bombardment from Gaddafi forces. Well, today, the Libyan government took a busload of foreign journalists to Misrata in hopes of demonstrating that the rebels had been routed. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro was on that trip, and as she got on the line with us, you could hear the sounds of war.
Clearly, the city is still contested. We're hearing quite a lot of gunfire, smoke rising in the distance, and the evidence of the fierce battles that have taken place here over the past few weeks are everywhere. I'm seeing buildings that are pockmarked with shell fire and bullet fire. Sorry, there's a lot of shooting going on here right now. Still, the city is partially, definitely in rebel hands. We were brought here to show that, indeed, it is not completely in rebel hands, that loyalists to Gaddafi control part of it, and I can confirm that. We're on a street now called Tripoli Street, which has been one of the most contested streets in the city.
There have been a lot of concerns, Lulu, because Misrata has been under siege for some time now, about what's happened with the civilian population there. Can you give us any thoughts on that?
I have not been able to speak to any of the civilian population because, frankly, I haven't seen any civilian population. We've been going through blocks and blocks of streets that are completely and utterly empty, except for men in fatigues carrying guns. There seems to be no evidence of civilian life, at least in this part of the city on Tripoli Street.
Are you seeing evidence of NATO or U.S. airstrikes?
Absolutely. We have just heard a very large explosion, and we've seen tanks destroyed by the side of the road, and we've seen large military carriers destroyed by the side of the road, clearly hit by something larger than what the rebels seem to have.
What did we just hear?
What we just heard is one of the people here shouting, long live Muammar Gaddafi. The people here are loyalists, and they have been taken here to show that this is firmly under Gaddafi's control.
You said, Lulu, that you're on Tripoli Street. Where exactly are you? Are you in a vehicle? Are you standing outside?
I'm standing outside in the middle of the street. The bus is literally driven into this area through many, many eerie streets. I'm standing on a satellite phone talking to you right now. And that's our bus and the driver telling us that it is time to move on, I'm afraid.
It sounds like there's chanting behind you, or is that the pro-Gaddafi supporters you were talking about?
Yes, we've been taken to what we believe to be the last checkpoint that the Gaddafi forces actually control, and they have brought supporters of Muammar Gaddafi here in one of these scheduled celebrations to show evidence of the control of Muammar Gaddafi's forces in Misrata. And that's why they brought us here, and that's why they've also brought supporters of Muammar Gaddafi here for this demonstration inside the city itself.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reporting from the city of Misrata, east of Tripoli. Lulu, thanks so much.
You're welcome.